today at 7 after the hour on the Good Day program for Wednesday, the 26th of June. Ticking away the days, ticking away the weeks, ticking away the months. Maybe some of you feel like you're ticking away the years. The essence of what's going on state by state across our country, some of the things that anger people, who do you have admiration for, are we in deep trouble, who's in big doo-doo today? That seems to be in the course of action. What are we talking about, and how much trouble can we get in for talking about some of this? Let's see what we can get your attention with. Ken is working away at monitoring social media, and it looks like things are turned around a little bit in terms of what the conversational preference is in terms of the stations you monitor, Ken, to put together a lot of the material that we use in this hour, ideas that come from those who are not so silent, listening and reacting to a lot of the Good Talk Radio programs. The immigration reform bill that has moved ahead in the Senate, approving a border security amendment that will add 20,000 border agents, 700 miles of fence, and $3 billion to the bill. Who thinks this is a good idea? Who thinks it's a bad idea? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com, or we'll follow your thoughts on Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. So let's see, of all of the items that I'm thinking are on people's minds this morning, Ken, whether it be immigration, the Supreme Court, Mr. Snowden, Paula Deen, the Zimmerman trial, what seems to be on the top of the hit parade?
Immigration is big. Well, immigration and the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court is expected to rule on gay marriage today.
Uh-huh.
So lots of people are speculating and
they're going to announce
profile.
Their ruling. They've already done whatever
right.
It is that they're doing. They've done long
right.
since probably.
They've yeah. written pages and pages, but they have not announce what their ruling is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's expected to come today. And lots of people are talking about that, and lots of people are talking about the immigration bill, since it seems like the Senate is going to vote on it today, tomorrow, maybe Friday, before they take another vacation.
Right. They need a long week, two or three off, because they've been working so hard. Let's get this done. Send it to the House so they can football it around. Go ahead, Ken.
I was going to say, that just kills me that July 4th is next Thursday.
Right.
And Friday they're done. They're taking off.
Yeah.
It's not Christmas. It's the 4th of July next
right.
Thursday.
Yeah, Christmas is that's the big vacation. No, this is you'll be hard-pressed in reality to find anybody to get any work done from pretty much today until a week from Monday.
Right.
This is you won't find anybody in businesses, people on vacation. Vacations seem to have started earlier this year. In fact, you look around, and there are, especially if it's a public entity, a large corporate interest, the smaller businesses, those who are entrepreneurs, those people are working as they pretty much always do. We'll be here live on the 4th of July. You can count on that for conversation. Meanwhile, let's move over into the Republicans and who the core of those who are supporting this bill. Here's host Mitch Henk talking about how many of the House Republicans, including people like Paul Ryan, are starting to come around.
Paul Ryan is on board, going on the talk shows. Now, Chuck Schumer is like an ally of Paul Ryan on this, believe it or not. With John McCain, others. Paul Ryan goes on CBS Morning News and says, yes, the House will pass its own version, but the Senate bill with this new amendment on border security is closer to the House.
I think that making sure that we're emphasizing that the border is going to be secured under control so that the rest of immigration reform can come alongside it after the border is secured makes getting final law that much more likely. But the House will do its own legislation. It won't do the Senate. What the Senate just did was they moved closer to the House's position, which obviously makes final legislation more likely.
So you see he is, has that sunny disposition, yes, we will do this, Paul Ryan. Now, Paul Ryan has been big on changing the immigration system for decades, back when he worked for Jack Kemp in the 90s. He was against Prop 187 under Pete Wilson back in 94, went to California and campaigned against it. Remember, that was simply Pete Wilson, the governor, saying, we're not going to give state benefits to illegals. And that helped shape California politics going forward. But Ryan especially said, we knew the talent, we need the hard work, we need the family unity. Jeb Bush going on giving speeches saying that the illegals are hard workers, closer families, this kind of thing. It's all part of this long range, long pass toward competing for the Hispanic vote down the road. That's where Paul Ryan is. But Paul Ryan keeps stressing that we're not talking about citizenship, we're talking about legalization. And says there are two different things. Well, I don't think our callers, or Senator Cruz of Texas, Senator Sessions, Alabama, care about whether it's citizenship or legalization. People are simply against legalization, period.
888-302-3684. How do you feel about this? We have sort of our usual poll on the air going, the essence of Paul Ryan and some of the other Republicans. Looks like maybe this thing may become a reality. I don't know. Is it much to do about nothing? You think really anything is going to happen that will change the reality of where we are and how this all works? The people who come to this country, they find the holes in the system, and they, if they, I was talking to somebody the other day who had crossed the desert, 90 hours in the desert, to get into our country, and he said, okay, so they plug up the holes here, there'll be another hole there. People who want to get here badly enough will get here. What say you about that? 888-302-3684 on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's nice to get a love letter once in a while. And boy, did we just get one at eHarmony.com. Independent research has confirmed that our passion for finding you that perfect someone works. Really works. eHarmony.com ranks first in highest number of marriages, first in most satisfied marriages, and first in most enduring marriages. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our start?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores, like pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from $139, plus incredible deals on our best laminates. Vinyl wood plank, cork, every floor is on sale, and get special financing. Don't miss it. End-of-quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
888-302-3684. Let's get to some of the callers who are interested in being heard when it comes to the immigration debate. I was going to be paid by the word. I was going to put them both together, Kenny. The immigration debate could be the in debate. Ruby is in Virginia with a focus on the current law and why that isn't being enforced.
This bill says that they will or shall or may be money spent for all this on the border. But it is true. The money has to be appropriated. That doesn't mean it's going to be appropriated. And even if it was appropriated, that doesn't mean that ICE and Homeland Security. I sued Homeland Security and Janet Napolitano because Homeland Security wouldn't let them enforce our laws inside. And you can have all the border security not funded, all the border security up. But if the laws in this country for immigration aren't allowed to be enforced, then we have no security. And this bill is just a Trojan horse that senators have gotten together, Republican and Democrat, and put together. And they're hurrying it through because they know the majority of the American people, both people that are legally here on cards and about to run out, and everybody else that are here, American citizens, blacks, whites, pinks, yellows, don't want this bill. It is going to depress wages. There's no way it can't. It's just like in the health care bill. How could you pay for 30 million more people and not have health care costs go up? I mean, American people, open your eyes and wake up.
888-302-3684. You could say that. A lot of things that may come into the focus, Ruby, would be in that category. Speaking to reporters on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid referred to some of the House Republicans as crazies when asked about the immigration bill's chances of passing the House. Speaker said that within a period of just a bit over 24 hours, we're going to pass immigration, but we're going to have Democratic votes to do it. As soon as the crazies heard that, I guess they talked to him, and the next day he came back and said, I will only pass this bill if I have a majority of the majority. Okay, well, at any rate, apparently Paul Ryan is in that majority, so I wonder if Reid thinks he's crazy. I think Reid has an adjustment problem. How many people agree with that? 888-302-3684. Let's listen to Maria in California, who doesn't understand why there's so much focus on immigration when there's so many other problems.
I'm calling in because I really don't understand why is it that we have gotten into this illegal immigration when we have so much problems here right now with our bills that we don't pay. So much things are going on and nobody's caring. Everything is about the illegal immigration. But another thing is that Rubio thinks that if he goes to be president, ain't nobody going to vote for him now because he lied. And they're saying about the E-Verifier, yeah, if they put that in, it's going to take 10 years. But then before 10 years, they're still not going to check for the people that are working right now to check to see if they're legal or not illegal. Those people will stay still working. And then the new people that come in, then they're going to get E-Verifier. I don't think that that's fair.
I'm not sure you know what you're talking about, madam, but anyway, we'll see if we can clarify some of those points with more info, more calls coming up. 888-302-DOUG here on Good Day.
Great great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Step. The Republicans and Democrats, many of them anyway, getting together to pass this comprehensive immigration reform bill. That's a song by the New Kids on the Block, by the way. It was number one during this week in 1990 from the musical College of Knowledge, Step by Step. 25 past the hour, a lot of the Republican leadership believes that if they are, the reason that comprehensive immigration fails won't be good for them politically, says Steny Hoyer, who is the Democratic whip. You agree with that? Here's host Simon Conway talking to Jim DeMint, not the DeMint is president of the Heritage Foundation. They discussed the legal immigration aspects of this bill and how that should have been addressed before Congress took up illegal immigration.
My bill over 7.5 years was about 15 grand. That has nothing to do with the lawyer. That was in government fees because of all the ridiculousness. And my two girls, I raised two girls. They're here as well. We're all legal citizens. So it cost about 15 grand. I mean, nobody's talking about my refund. But here's the thing. You do have to fix legal immigration because it's a bureaucratic nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
And surely that's where they should have started. Bill number one, nothing to do with illegal immigration. Let's fix legal immigration.
But that way, if we just fixed our immigration system, you could build the trust of the American people, and then we could figure out how to deal with those who are already here. But we know from doing this before that once we give legal status, which is they'll have the privileges of someone who has a green card, they can travel, and it's never going to be reversed. So what we're doing is giving legal status, something you waited and paid a lot for, of folks immediately, and we have no assurance. In fact, I have every confidence that we're not going to fix the border, because the things that are in this so-called amendment that fix the bill, like 700 miles of fencing,
mm-hmm.
That was a bill I passed 5 years ago.
As I said, that's already the law of the country, 2006.
It's a law, and we've also had a law for over a decade that the administration has to set up a system to track those who are here on visas, so if they overstay, we can find them.
Mm-hmm.
But several administrations have ignored that. So this idea that we're going to give amnesty and then we're going to fix the system is completely bogus, because the things that we need in our system, they're not supported by the unions, they're not supported by a lot of large corporations, Because the temporary workers that many of our farmers and hotels, hospitality industries need seasonally, they don't join unions and they don't vote.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not going to fix the system the right way if we do amnesty first.
I had an interesting thought on that. I hadn't thought about it that way, but it is a way to think about the situation. We have a problem with the number of people, and that bill that is being pushed through adds to the number who can come here to be legal. Here's Don in Michigan. He knows why Republicans aren't happy with the bill as presented in the Senate.
I'm a residential contractor that builds houses, and I want to kind of give an example on why I believe the Republicans are not happy with this bill. When you go out and build a new home and you get a residential loan for a step loan to build a house, you have to reach certain milestones before you get more money, and you have an inspector come out and say, oh, yeah, the foundation was built right, and then you move on to get the next part of the loan. This is just common sense that, you know, if we're going to go ahead and spend the money to secure the border and have more border agents, there should be some milestones that need to be reached, just like anything else of any sort of a transaction. And I'm bringing up when you get a construction loan on why those certain things are met. I don't understand why we can't have, goals that need to be reached until you move on to the next step of this. It's just common sense. It's the public's money. And, we want to get more bang for our buck. I mean, this bill, 1,200 pages on this amendment, how could anyone have any time to even read this to make sure that there's nothing inside this bill that, you know, is completely, who knows what it could be. I'm just a little confused here because common sense is common sense.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. You probably don't associate healthy food with the outdoors. More like hot dogs and marshmallows, right? But now you can head to a national park this summer, and you might just find some surprising and healthier options. The National Park Service has issued a new set of guidelines that includes healthier, more sustainable food options. The way it works is that the national parks have contracts with outside concessionaires, which sell to about 280 million visitors a year. And if customers want healthier food, it benefits those companies to provide it. The group that handles food and beverages for Shenandoah National Park already sources about 90% of its menu items from within 200 miles. Ask, and they'll probably tell you which farm it came from. And at Muir Woods National Monument, the cafe wasn't always known for having great food. But today you can find items like locally sourced produce and cheese, as well as plenty of vegan and vegetarian options. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or for the ribeye pork chop.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You won delicious pork and great value on...
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Come into an AT&T store today to test push-to-talk that's truly instant.
How instant?
This instant.
How about now?
Yep, still that instant. Come in to test AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. One push, and you'll know. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free device and no activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel. Speaking about natural, healthy living, the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit ValairBallroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. In this hour, Ken Kester and I overview a lot of the things that are important discussion topics, if you like that word, items of interest. The Supreme Court striking down the Voting Rights Act. I had about 3 hours sleep last night, and I don't, nothing's easy for me to say, in fact. The Supreme Court has taken down a key provision of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Court left standing Section 5 of the law, which requires states with a history of voter discrimination, mainly in the South, to get federal approval before making any changes to voting rules there. But in the 5-4 decision, it struck down the formula used by the government to determine which states ought to be covered under that provision. Our country has changed, and while any racial discrimination in voting is any amount is too much, Congress has to ensure that the legislation it passes to remedy that problem speaks to current conditions. So writes Chief Justice John Roberts. Here's Heather Bosk, a reporter, talking to correspondent Barry Bagnano of CBS and legal analyst Andrew Cohen about this ruling.
A U.S. Supreme Court decision just in on voting rights. Joining us live is CBS's Barry Bagnano. Barry, what happened?
In a major civil rights decision, the Supreme Court says it's upholding a nationwide ban on racial discrimination in voting, but it is striking down a key section of the nearly 50-year-old Voting Rights Act that identifies states and other jurisdictions with a history of discrimination that might face extra requirements. Chief Justice John Roberts says the basis for the section is outdated. The court invites Congress to change the formula to continue guaranteeing voting rights. Heather?
Live now to CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Andrew, what are the implications of this?
Yeah, the implications are potentially enormous. If Congress doesn't fix this formula, then federal officials can't provide oversight over jurisdictions trying to implement racially discriminating voting laws, and that could mean that people who are supposed to be protected by this law are actually disenfranchised.
It's called the decision devastating. President said he was deeply disappointed by the decision. Are you? 888-302-3684, or is it too early to understand what the ramifications are, or is it too complicated to understand what the ramifications are? Let's see if we can get a little bit more into this. Kenny found a program hosted by a fellow named Chad Hartman, and here he talks on the air to legal analyst Andrew Cohen, that same guy that was on here above from CBS about the ruling.
The Supreme Court struck down a key part of the Voting Rights Act, ruling unconstitutional provision of the landmark civil rights legislation used to promote the political power of minority voters across large swaths of the southern U.S. for nearly four decades. Andrew, it was a 5-4 split. People were watching for Justice Kennedy. Was he the key person to watch, considering what he offered up in the decision?
Well, he was certainly one of the five votes that struck down this provision. It was Chief Justice John Roberts who wrote the opinion. 31 years ago, John Roberts was a brilliant lawyer in the Reagan administration, and he tried to block the renewal of this law. It has been renewed many times since 1965. 1982 was one of them. He tried. He failed in 1982. The last renewal in 2006 occurred by an overwhelming majority, 98-0 in the Senate.
Yeah.
It was that renewal that this court today said violated the Constitution, that the Congress, when it renewed this law, didn't update its formula, its facts, justifying why some jurisdictions would be covered by the law and why some wouldn't be.
Does that surprise you that we would have such a big disconnect? Because you are right on point here. 98-0, and then, oh, by the way, a Republican president, you know, in charge of this. Why would then the Supreme Court say, no, you're wrong about this?
Well, what the Supreme Court said was that all of the research that Congress did at that point didn't take into account the fact that there is way more voter registration among minority citizens since 1965. There is more representation in elected office of minority citizens. The act has been so successful, in other words, that it shouldn't be used in some jurisdictions and not others. And so what the court said today was, look, we're going to ask you, Congress, to go back to the drawing board and come up with a formula that you can justify based upon current conditions. Now, the minority, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, said that's nonsense, that there had been hundreds and hundreds of racially discriminatory laws that were blocked by this law in the years leading up to 2006. The court had the Congress had no reason to change something that was working so successfully.
888-302-3684. All right, so Kenny, update us on what people are saying, Twitter, Facebook, of the various issues that we've touched on so far. What seems to be hot?
Immigration is hot. Daryl says, if immigration reform happens, our country will see mass layoffs, wages will be drastically cut, and the CEOs will all get richer. Mark says, young people age 30 and lower are going to be hammered by the Gang of Eight's bill. No more good wages.
That seems to be a theme here, because all these people that are here illegally, the theory is they get paid less. You've heard me talk about the story, maybe you haven't heard me, a fellow that I met was in the landscape business in Kansas. I was there over the last couple of days. He was complaining, as well he ought to. First complaint is he can't find any white people, native Kansans, to work for $11 or $12 an hour. That seems to be his biggest problem. It's easier to collect. People don't want to do that kind of work. Secondly, Congress somehow or other just passed a bill that nobody knew anything about. I never heard about this before. That requires the wages of those who are here on these visas be more, because it's more expensive for them to work here. I don't even begin to get that. Anybody got any more insight into that? Someone who's had to use that, what is it, H-2 visa, H-1 visas, whatever they are. How does that affect what you pay the people that are working for you? 888-302-3684. All right, let's spend some time in a moment. We'll pause here and get people to collect their thoughts. The Snowden situation, Edward Snowden, is he still on the run? And if he is, where is he? And wherever he is, do we get him? That's coming up here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Hank Cochran was one of country's most well-loved and successful songwriters. When he passed away in 2010, Nashville superstar Jamie Johnson decided to pull together some of country music's biggest stars to record Living for a Song, a tribute to Hank Cochran, which features new versions of his best-loved songs. Producer Buddy Cannon spoke to us about working with Elvis Costello on the classic song, She'll Be Back, with Jamie Johnson.
So they got to be friends. They stayed in real close contact. Elvis called Hank frequently during his illness before he passed away. So we sent him up, I don't know, three or four or five things, and She'll Be Back was one of those songs. And he said, I want to do that one. I love that song.
Elvis Costello and Jamie Johnson on the Hank Cochran song, She'll Be Back, from Living for a Song, a tribute to Hank Cochran. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What kind of mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
I'm your authorized morning host on the Good Day program. Welcome to another great American day. Discussions of the issues of the day, the important items, a few news nuggets that you may pick up to use for your own benefit so you sound like a genius in conversation. That's our aim here. Russian President Vlad Putin confirmed that the NSA leaker Edward Snowden was in, not necessarily in Moscow, he's at the airport apparently. He'll not stop Snowden from leaving the country. In the territory of Russia, Mr. Snowden has committed no crimes. Mr. Snowden is a free person. The sooner he chooses his final destination, the better it is for us and for him, says Putin. He said Snowden was in the transit zone of the airport and has not technically crossed the border into Russia. But even if he had, Russia and the U.S. don't have a relevant extradition treaty. Before the comments were made, the U.S. warned Russia to turn him over, Snowden, so that he may face charges. Secretary of State Kerry said that even though the U.S. and Russia don't have an extradition treaty, there were still standards of behavior between sovereign nations, and the request for Snowden was normal and basic. Here's a radio host Dom Giordano talking to former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton about what Bolton thinks should be done to Snowden.
What would President Bolton be doing that President Obama is not doing vis-a-vis Snowden?
Well, I feel and have felt for some time that we're not paying enough attention to national security, and that problem begins at the top with the president,
mm-hmm.
who doesn't pay nearly enough attention to it. And you can see the effect of his unwillingness, his inability, whatever it might be, to get involved with Snowden. Did the president call President Xi Jinping of China? Did he call President Putin of Russia? Has our Secretary of State called his counterparts? What exactly are we doing to make it clear just how serious this is for us? And make no mistake, this has nothing to do with allegations about invading the privacy of American citizens. The information that Snowden is carrying is highly detrimental to our national security by accounts of any number of intelligence community people, both processes, methods that we use to mm-hmm. gather foreign intelligence, and perhaps even hard intelligence data that he's got with him. But it's very likely, you have to assume, worst case, the Chinese now have access to, the Russians have access to. If this is as serious as people say it is, as General Alexander, the head of the National Security Agency, has already testified in public, why haven't our top leaders been more active in making it clear, we want this guy back in the United States, and if we don't get him, there will be consequences?
What kind of consequences could there be? What kinds of things would you propose, Ambassador? You know better than I. I mean, what kinds of things could be done that would have any kind of repercussion, particularly with the Chinese or Russians?
Well, for example, let's take China first. I would pull our ambassador back from Beijing indefinitely. I would put the normal day-to-day diplomatic activity that's kind of meat and potatoes for the two embassies in Beijing and Washington, I'd put that in the icebox. And to show China just how much we don't appreciate the way they allowed Snowden to get out of Hong Kong and quite possibly get access to the information on his four NSA computers, I would permanently lift all travel restrictions on government officials from Taiwan. You know, this is the independent right. government on Taiwan, used to be called, they still call themselves the Republic of China. It's the old nationalist government. Beijing would like to see that made a part of China. The people on Taiwan who have democratic elections don't want to see that happen. And for years, we've had restrictions on their president coming to the United States and the rest. I'd lift all those restrictions. This would something that would get China's attention in a big, big way.
And how about the Soviets or the Russians, I should say?
A Freudian slip.
Yes.
Well, I would. One reason I would act against the Chinese right now is that that might show to the Russians that there would be consequences for them that they can avoid if they would turn Snowden over to us. If we don't act against China, Russia will think, and I'm afraid they may be right, we won't act against them either.
888-302-3684. I don't know how much stimulating conversation there was between the two of those guys, but here's something. Let's try Ray Appleton talking to one of his callers who likens Snowden to Deep Throat.
I don't know that any opinion is wrong or right about this guy. I don't know that there are any wrong or right answers yet. The only thing we can do is speculate. Hi, Jay.
What I find interesting is... when we had Woodward and Bernstein, Deep Throat, nobody knew who Deep Throat was.
Right.
And everybody's talking about this guy should turn himself in. Now, I heard that he told some newscaster, reporter, somebody about this, and nothing was done, and he went, you know, somebody got leaked. Did you ever see a movie called 3 Days of the Condor with Robert Redford?
Oh, of course, yes.
All right. Now, in Snowden's situation, who does he trust to turn himself into? You know, people say he's a traitor, he's a hero, whatever. The guy's trying to protect his life. Maybe he told somebody, and it got leaked, and now he's on the lam. Who does he turn himself into?
Well, does he really?
He's trying to protect himself.
Does he really think that the American government is going to off him?
I heard they offed a lot of other people. You know,
well,
I heard
you
that
heard that. You don't
reporter.
Know that you heard that, but you don't know that it's true.
I know that, but what I'm saying is from his perspective, who do you turn yourself into? You turn yourself into the American government? You turn yourself into a trusted newspaper person who may use you to capitalize? What do you do?
Well, I'm not asking that question, who he should turn himself into.
So
I mean, that's a dilemma that he stuck himself into. I can't answer that question.
Right. I'm just saying, though, people are saying whether he's a hero or a traitor. At this point in time, he's just trying to protect his own life. Myself, if they're doing something wrong and he exposed it, like they got exposed Watergate, if the press was really honest, they'd get behind it and start investigating it. But they're trashing the guy, too.
But, you know, with Deep Throat, he kept his identity quiet.
An interesting comparative, huh? I think. 888-302-3684-51 after the hour. This is a good day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Being in the group that pays attention to the issues of the day, best stories of the day here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler. Ken has monitored lots and lots of radio programs over the last 24 hours and found some consensus in items like where we are at the moment with the Internal Revenue Service and that probe which continues into what they actually are doing. In fact, here are our hosts Bruce St. James and Mike Russell talking about new information this week, which actually indicates the IRS hasn't been targeting conservative groups. They've been targeting every one of you.
There are new revelations, if you will, that the IRS, while being mean, if you will, they are equally mean, at least. The officials at the IRS Cincinnati office use something called a BOLO list. Stands for Be On the Lookout, B-O-L-O, BOLO list. And these lists were originally the ones that came out and said if they involved the word Tea Party, Patriot, 9-12, all things that we would all agree were probably, most likely, conservative organizations, Republican organizations, anti-Democrat, anti-Obama organizations, right? And that was proof. Proof, I tell you, that the IRS was being directed by the President of the United States to go after his political enemies and exact revenge. New information has come out now in newly released documents that the IRS also went after some other groups. Groups with names in the title like Occupy, Progressive, Liberal. blows a bit of a hole in the Obama was out to get the Tea Party argument.
Not at all.
Not really, one bit. You're not going to be swayed off
of
this conspiracy theory.
No, it isn't a conspiracy theory. Here's the deal. Because they sorted applications by keyword.
Right.
Whether it is...
BOLO list. Be on the lookout.
Okay, the BOLO list we're going to separate into two lists. The conservatives and the liberals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The conservatives, it's documented, it's testimony, it's evidence admitted before Congress that they were held to a higher level of scrutiny for their applications than anyone else. To the point, who do you pray to? How many people go to your church? These kinds of things.
But we don't have the information yet. But the problem is we don't have the information yet on groups that had medical marijuana, Israel, or Occupy in their name.
Right.
The type of scrutiny. They haven't been called in front of Congress yet.
All we have is lists. That they were separated by lists. So, no, it doesn't knock me off of my theory that they were scrutinized.
Yeah.
Unfairly on the conservative side. It wouldn't knock me off of that because I've seen nothing but we separated them into lists. They could have fast-tracked. Who knows? All we know now is that they separated that, and we'll find the details out later.
I wish you loads of luck with this conspiracy theory. I think it shows, quite honestly, that, you know what, the IRS acts inappropriate, and it does it kind of willy-nilly, if you will, and that they target people. Why? Because we can. We're the IRS, and we can screw with you because we can, and we will when we want to, and that the idea that this was some vast left-wing conspiracy to go after right-wing groups, I just don't see it holding a lot of water, and I certainly don't see it rising to the office of the president.
All right. Listening to that puts me into a mode that I don't often get into, the silent takeover of our thoughts and ideas, the people in our country are just giving over and giving up, the land of the sometimes free and intermittently brave. Was the focus of an op-ed piece that I read in the Kansas City paper yesterday. And I thought what the writer Leonard Pitts Jr. said in his commentary was so right on, it deserved about 60 seconds or more of our time here. He writes, if ever tyranny overtakes this land of the sometimes free and the intermittently brave, it probably won't involve jackbooted government thugs coming down from black helicopters. It will involve changes to words on a piece of paper many people have forgotten or never knew. It'll involve a trade-off of sorts, an inducement to give up the reality of freedom for the illusion of security. Indeed, the bargain has already been struck. That's the takeaway from the controversy to embroil the administration, troubled to learn that the National Security Agency has been running a secret program that reputedly gives it access to Americans' web activity, emails, chats, pictures, video uploads, all kinds of stuff that we are not... What are we saying about it? What do people say? Oh, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't mind. That is the dumbest, stupidest response to this situation. Mr. Pitts is to be admired for his taking on this issue and being right in writing about it.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.